couple of days ago, I had the opportunity to spend some time on the phone with Lucy Kaplansky. She's one of the headliners at this weekend's Tumbleweed Festival here in Garden City. We started out by talking about the Pine Hill Project, her new band with Richard Schindel. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Oh, sure.
Why don't we start by talking about the Pine Hill Project record?
So Richard Schindel and I have been singing together, we figured out, almost 25 years, I think.
Wow.
And we've been talking about doing some kind of a duo record for years. And things kind of kept coming up that kind of got us sidetracked, one of which was a really wonderful thing, which was Cry, 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 which was us
right.
as a trio with Dar Williams. And then a couple years ago, just sort of the stars aligned, and it made sense to us to try and make it happen. And we didn't really have big plans for it. We're just going to have fun, just do some cover songs. And then we did a Kickstarter campaign to fund it. And the Kickstarter campaign went so well, we were kind of shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money made us able to make just exactly the record we wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very proud of the way it came out. And it came out in March, and we've done a whole bunch of gigs together.
Right. So how did you choose the songs for that record?
So really just kind of songs we each loved. Richard brought more to the table than I did, several of which I had never heard before, a couple of which we've sung together before, like the Dave Carter song, Farewell to St. Dolores.
What a song.
But mostly stuff that we'd never recorded and maybe done live a little bit, but really we were doing pretty much songs that were new to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of happened. And the only criteria was we both had to like the song, and it kind of had to work for our voices.
Sure. Now, is that criteria the same when you're choosing songs for your own record?
Yeah, so if I'm choosing cover songs, absolutely. I have to love the song.
Right.
And I have to be able to sing it in a way that feels good. And then it kind of has to, when I'm making my own album, the way I've done it, like the last six albums in a row, is with a great band live in a studio. And we come up with arrangements. And if the song doesn't work at that point, then I don't do it. Unless if it's something I wrote, you know, I'll make it work one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But that, so covers sometimes get eliminated if they don't work it with the band.
Sure. Okay. So let's talk about Reunion, the latest record of yours. There's a theme for this whole record.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the themes in any of my records are completely unintentional. The things that have been going on in my life the last few years have just led to certain kinds of topics for me to be writing about. My elderly parents kind of got more and more frail and eventually passed away. And that was one huge, you know, huge event in my
sure.
life. And then the other one was becoming a mother about 11 years ago and kind of watching my daughter grow and blossom and sort of re-experiencing life through a mother's eyes. And those are the things I've tended to write about. So the themes running through the album tend to be family. And the name of the album also was certainly not intentional. I ended up writing a song about kind of this unplanned reunion with my cousins in Toronto. My dad grew up in Toronto. I did a gig, and they all showed up at the gig, and there we were. And I was somewhere in my show, I kind of had this realization that the people in that room that night in this dark room were the next generation, because all of our parents were dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we were the generation that was left. And I started writing this song, and I picked up the mandolin, and it kind of morphed. And then it ended up being a song about my father and his family. And then it just made sense. Like the in some way, the album, a lot of the album is about reunions.
Mm-hmm. So are you one of the, are you a disciplined writer? Do you sit down and say, okay, it's time? or do you just let that happen when it happens?
No, I've never, let's put it this way, I'm not always disciplined, but the only way I tend to actually come up with songs is if I am disciplined. So I try to be. Mm-hmm. And I have been lately. I really, really try to write every day, at least when my daughter's in school. If my daughter's not, you know, it's a weekend,
right?
And I'm home, forget it.
Yep.
So I try to do like an hour a day. And if I do that, I don't wait to be inspired, in other words. If I waited to be inspired, I would never have written hardly anything.
Right.
So I do see it as sort of a discipline. And I remember hearing about it, thought, you know, you can think of it as a craft. You sit down and you do your craft.
Sure. So let's switch gears a little bit. Red Horse, is there a future? Is there a future record from Red Horse?
You know, we don't have any plans to. I have no idea. The way I answer any of that stuff, and the same with Cry, 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 is like, there's no plans not to.
Right.
So I don't know. At this point, I would say probably not, but anything is possible. And we certainly had a great run for about 4 years, and we just had so much fun. That's John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison. And
right. Okay, so Tumbleweed Festival this weekend, where are you headed after that?
I'm going home, and I'm home for, I think, 3 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah, summer tends to be pretty slow, and which is really nice because I get to be with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation with my family right now.
Cool. Is there a song that you've been playing these last shows that seems to connect more than others with the audience?
Boy, that's a good question. Well, I've got a couple of new songs, actually more than a couple. I think I've got 3 or 4 at this point. I mean, the song that I always, 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 always play, and if I haven't played it yet in a show, someone invariably asks for it, is 10 Year Night, which I think is sort of my best known song. And I really, it's really one of the very first songs I wrote. And I didn't have any confidence at all. And that gave me some confidence that maybe I could write a little bit. So that's an important song for me to play in shows.
Sure. Your first keeper.
My first what?
Your keeper.
It wasn't my first keeper, but it was one of my first and definitely helped me have a career, because that song, for whatever reason, got a lot of airplay and kind of got me to a bigger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a keeper, and it was like a career builder.
Right. Okay, well, this is Lucy Kaplansky that we're talking to, and she is one of the headliners at this weekend's Tumbleweed Festival in Garden City. Lucy, we're really looking forward to this weekend.
I am too. I'm very psyched to come out there.
Anything else you need to say before I let you go?
No, I'm looking forward to it. And it's been a while since I did a show by myself, because I've done a few with Richard, and I'm looking forward to just kind of being the captain of the ship for a few sets this weekend.
And that's Lucy Kaplansky. She is one of the featured performers this weekend at the Tumbleweed Festival in Finnett Park on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are available all over town and also at the HPPR studios in Amarillo. Here's the song that Lucy was just talking about. It's a title track of her record, 10 Year Night.
The only sound is wind that sounds like cars that sound like breathing. The desert air is hot and dry. Two lanes weaving earth and sky. The stars are all that's keeping time till morning. And I turn and look beside me, and you're sleeping like a baby, and you haven't heard a word that I've been saying. And the way fast asleep in the dashboard light. Well, I can't speak. That's how I feel. Open your eyes and look at me. And look at me. Open your eyes and look at me. 'Cause I haven't hold this love from you before this 10-year night is through. I'm telling you, take it from me. Take it from me. We're 10 years older, I know we are, than the night we met in that downtown bar. You thought I was some kind of star. That's what you said. I felt your skin, felt the heat as you pulled me out into the street. And you kissed me there till I was weak, 'cause I asked you to. And later on your kitchen floor, 2 flights above the grocery store, I felt things I never felt before. And I still do. Open your eyes and look at me. And look at me. Open your eyes. Take it from me.